I'm Lizzie the Lizzie and I'm out and proud. I'm Lizzie the Lizzie, let's shout it out loud. I'm Lizzie the Lizzie, just sing it with me. I'm Lizzie the Lizzie and I like pussy. Hello, my name is Lizzie. I'm a lesbian. Coming out was such a big deal, and now I don't know what all the fuss is about. I mean, everyone's a lesbian these days. Some of my best friends are lesbians. My straight girlfriends are lesbians too, but they're just silly. I'll never understand why they prefer to suck dick. Blah! And the people who think it's wrong or strange, well, they're just stupid. Like the people who wonder what lesbians do in bed. Stupid. Or the people who tell me I just haven't met the right man, they're stupid too. What part of lesbian don't you understand? Some people make fun of lesbians and call them names like Muff Muncher. Personally, I think the names are quite funny. Muff Muncher. I'm a Muff Muncher. I'm a Muff Muncher. I'm a big butch pussy crunching muff munching muncher. And I'm proud. I hope my mum and dad aren't watching this.
Yes, I Survived a Femme. That was the title track from the 1994 cassette tape released by Teresa Chandler and Karen Ripley. This is J.D. Doyle, and welcome to part two of my queer music heritage show called Those Funny Lesbians. I opened with Lizzie the Lezzie, which was created by Ruth Solin and is the first lesbian comedy animation. millions have seen the series of short video clips on the internet, and a CD compilation of them was released in 2007. Up next, I have two songs by one of my longtime favorite artists, Jamie Anderson. It was a tough decision, but from her 1993 album, Bad Hair Day, is Wynonna Why Not. And after that, I can't resist playing an unreleased track from 2004.
It's a girl's night out, have mercy on me. Who is that handsome woman I see? Standing there so sure and strong, looking for love in a country song. Why not me? Why not me? I'm the lesbian next door, baby. You're a strong woman and I think hot. I think I like you a lot. Wynonna, why not? You don't need a manly stud. Make me an honorary judge. Love is alive and it's here in me. Why not me? Why not me? I'm the femme next door, baby. You're a butch woman and I think you're hot. I think I like you a lot. Bring the family. We've got a lot of great shows. So much wholesome fun for all. Don't you want to go to Six Flags Over Jesus? We're open till 8. We have wonderful rides. All of them go straight. We've got the Burning Bush hot dog stand. You can buy a wiener of Babylon at the bumper cars in case of rapture. All the drivers will be gone at Six Flags Over Jesus. We're open till 8. We have wonderful rides. All of them go straight. And like many amusement parks, we have characters in costume walking around. And hey, there's Mary Magdalene, she's a holy chick. Hey, she's not supposed to be turning tricks. There's Mary and Joseph on an ass. It's Jerry Falwell and they're on his back. Someone's gotta be at Six Flags Over Jesus. We're open till 8. We have wonderful rides. All of them go straight. Hey! And every year we have X-Gay Day. All the gym teachers come. And the men do their hair. Afterwards, the women go play whack-a-mole. They bring their own tools. But they always change their minds and they have a peace rally instead. Now the men, they like the shows at the Water to Wine Pavilion. David and Goliath is their favorite. I'm not sure why. I wonder if the tight black leather togas were a bad idea. We have small minds after all. We have small minds after all. We have small minds after all. We have small, small minds at Six Flags over Jesus. Amen.
And that unreleased track by Jamie Anderson was called Six Flags Over Jesus. And I know you'll recognize this next voice.
Everybody is so different, and we're all here for different reasons. Everybody has a different story. Some people are longtime fans and bought their tickets the day they went on sale, and I'm always appreciative. There they are, five of them. And yet, look at the seats they get. That's a shame. Some of you had to get babysitters, especially if you have kids. Some people, maybe you're in a bad mood. Maybe you had a fight with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your husband or your wife or your lover or your partner or your roommate or your... niece. The point is, you're in a bad mood. Now I'm going to have to work even harder to make you laugh, all because you have to have things your way and you won't back down. But that's all right, because we're all here. And with all of our differences, we all have one thing in common. We're all gay. Now there are people out there going, do they think we're gay because we're here? Do we look gay? I told you this would happen. We're not going to understand a word of this. No, that's my one obligatory gay reference. I have to say something gay, otherwise some people might leave here tonight going, she didn't do anything gay. She's not our leader. What happened to our leader? Seriously, though, if you're here, you're probably gay. You have tendencies. You've thought about it. Now there are people going, I have thought about it. Does that mean I'm gay? I'm not gay. Is that how they get us? Now, I think the one thing we all have in common is that we all want to laugh, and that is a beautiful thing. So,
from her 2003 DVD, Here and Now, that was Ellen DeGeneres. And shortly after she came out of the closet in 1997, Georgia Ragsdale had this to say from her CD, Always Forward, Never Straight.
So, Ellen did a cool thing this year. I have to say, though, I had mixed feelings about it. On one hand, I was extremely happy. It was a beautiful thing. It was a great show. And on the other hand, I was horrified that people had been watching her for years and didn't know that she was gay! So when people are like, why do you have to come out? Why do you have to throw it in our face? I'm like, because people like you wouldn't know a lesbian if she walked across your TV set! Now, I always knew from the very beginning that Ellen was gay. How many people knew that Ellen was gay by applause? Come on. When she first started showing up on the comedy shows with her little haircut and the little pants and the belt and the little shoes, She was a walking clue. And my heart really went out to Ellen when she was on the Oprah show, and I realized what a total lesbian she really is, because she is sitting next to this woman that she has only been dating for 2 months, saying on national TV that she wants to spend the rest of her life with her. They were probably still barking at her. Honey, honey, put your hand out so they know it's you. It's okay. And then Oprah says to Ellen, what do you do when you're at home together? And there was that horrifying moment when you could see Ellen thinking, we have just emerged out of bed to come to your show. Look at her. Look at the look on my face. Do you really have to ask that question, Miss Perception? But I only talk about Ellen because I am a huge fan. I think she's incredibly hardworking and talented, and that's why she has a show on national TV, and I am working at a place that could explode at any minute.
I got a crush on her on Monday. Whoa, 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 whoa. We played softball on Tuesday. Whoa, 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 whoa. And traded stories about our therapists on Wednesday. Whoa, 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 whoa. I moved in with her on Thursday. But I felt like she was really distancing herself from me on Friday. Whoa, 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 whoa. And by Saturday, there was all of this, you know, passive-aggressive hostility stuff going on. And frankly, at that point, I felt like my needs really weren't being addressed anymore. So I said, bye-bye, baby. Durande, rande, 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 mama, durande, rande, 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 mama, durande. Well, I saw her dancing on Sunday. Whoa, 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 whoa. I fumed about it all day Monday. Whoa, 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 whoa. Wouldn't you know it, we had to play softball again on Tuesday. Whoa,
but I was over it. I mean, it talked wasn't a big deal. My therapist said I was making a lot of really good progress about it. I was over her on Wednesday. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. I bought a self-help book on Thursday. Whoa, 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 whoa. I dated the bookstore clerk on Friday. Whoa, whoa, whoa. My self-esteem was back on Saturday. Durande, rande, 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 mama, durande, rande, 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 mama, durande, rande, 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 mama, do. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I love that song and that group. That was Rhythm Method, and that was their updated and very dyke version of the old Shirelles song, I Met Him on a Sunday. It was from their 1994 album, just called The Rhythm Method. Okay, how many of you lesbians love power tools? Is that a cliche? Well, it inspired Anne Reed to record a song about it.
Well, I've got several people in my life who have this affinity for hardware stores and power tools, and my manager is one of them. She always has some kind of a tool on her Christmas list, and we always have to have her cut a picture of one out so that we know what she's talking about. We went up to this gig in Alaska. They've got, like, the world's largest hardware store up there. She almost went into a coma. It was unbelievable. But got back, talked to our hardware store, who were sort of upset with us, sort of like we cheated on them. We went to a different hardware store. And they said, you know, you don't have any hardware songs. And I thought, oh, well, old dopey me, what have I been writing about? But came up with that, and I kind of thought that Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend needed to be rewritten anyway. So it was a good use of it.
A kiss on the hand may be quite long in coming. Power tools are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't fix the plumbing in your humble flat or help install a second bath. Boys get weird as girls appear with their tool belt and drills in their hands. Cordless screwdrivers, jigsaws and miners, power tools are a girl's best friend. Like recessive genes, this will show up for certain. Power tools are a girl's best friend. It all seems routine, maybe hanging a curtain, and this simple chore will send her to a hardware store. Lumber yards, Knox, Menards, and you'll find that the search never ends. Pneumatic hammers and orbital sanders, power tools are a girl's best friend. Menards, and you'll find that the search never ends. Pneumatic hammers and orbital sanders, power tools are a girl's best friend. A kiss on the hand may be quite long in coming. Power tools are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't fix the plumbing in your humble flat or help install a second bath. Boys get weird as girls appear with their tool belts and drills in their hands. Cordless screwdrivers, jigsaws and miners, power tools. Power tools are a girl's best friend.
From Ann Reed's Timing is Everything CD from 1997. Up next, one of the most popular lesbian comics, Suzanne Westenhofer. In a reader's poll done by Curve Magazine last year, she was voted the funniest lesbian in America. Here's a clip from her 1997 CD, Nothing in My Closet But Clothes.
I work on Olivia cruises, which are the all-lesbian cruises. Bunch of women going out on a boat cruising. I go on there and about a year ago now, I went out and I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to take my sister. You know, my older sister, she's, about 38, never married, never dated, played field hockey 6 years. Anyway. Just a hunch. Anyway. So I take her on the cruise. She's on the boat about 12 minutes. Turns to me and goes, "These are my people!" So now my sister's a dyke. Thanks. And that's how we make you gay. We take you on a cruise. And a lot of straight people think it's a real ugly thing, but there you go. We're cruising. And she goes home to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where I'm from. You know, a hotbed of liberalism. And interesting fact, a lot of people don't know, in Lancaster, all the gay bars run by the Amish. Yes. And it's very odd. You know, it's like, come thee in. Nice hat, Zeke. The music is weird. Yeah, it's like, bringing in the sheets, bringing in the sheets. Anyway, my sister comes home to Lancaster County and tells everybody that she's gay. Goes right to my mom. She's like, "Mom, I'm gay." You know, my mom's like, "Another one?" You know, I have really given to this cause. Now my mom thinks she should get like a special jacket from PFLAG. You know, like two stars on it, you know. Oh, she just have the one gay kid? I have two. Actually, my mom's very cool about it. She's like, "Oh, I've got two lesbian daughters." All right, probably three. Because my oldest sister, who's almost 40, has never been married, never dated, played field hockey for 6 years. You know, mom's a walking Donahue show, isn't she? Now, my oldest sister, though, if she is gay, and I sort of think she is, she will never, ever realize it or come out or anything because she's a born-again Pentecostal fundamentalist Christian. Yes, so we're real close. And she actually told the family not too long ago that she was never getting married because she's married to Jesus. I'm like, cool. That makes Jesus my brother-in-law. I got an in. And yet we never see him at family functions. So.
Christmas.
That last song is quite obscure, and you'll probably hear it nowhere else, especially due to the last line. The act is from New Zealand and took its name from a type of birds whose name is pronounced, I'm told, Bingi. It's spelled B-I-D-N-G-I. I thank an Aussie friend of mine, Sue Barrett, for sending it to me. The song, called Irony, came from the group's 1995 album, Fly. The act was comprised of Kayleen Hunter and Angelica Heinrich, and I found Kayleen on Facebook, and she told me the album is long, long out of print. And here's another New Zealand act, and they are practically an institution there. They are the Top Twins, who are Linda and Jules Top. They've had their own TV show and have been very popular for a couple of decades. In their act, they take on a whole variety of wacky characters. I got to interview Linda Top in 2001, and I asked her if they were out to their audience.
Pretty much everybody in New Zealand knows that we're lesbians. We've been out since about 1976. And Jules and I are both lesbians. it's a twin thing. And in fact, our brother is gay as well, so must have been something in the water here in New Zealand. But yes, we've been out as lesbians for a long time, ever since we started our career, pretty much. And I think that our audiences respect our honesty and our openness in New Zealand.
And who is your audience?
Well, our audience is right across the broad. I can't believe I'm saying that. I've got broad on the mind. It's a lesbian thing. It's right across the board now. When we first started out, it was definitely sort of very much lesbian-orientated audiences that came to see the Top Twins. But now it's mums and dads and kids and grannies. Old people come to the show and they come back and they go, oh, we love your show, you know. And our show is about entertaining. And the fact that we're openly lesbian is just part of our lives.
We got country music coming out our ears. Western singing country.
From their 2005 album, Flower Girls and Cowgirls, that was the Top Twins and Country Music. Another treat coming up, Robin Greenspan. From her 1999 CD, Totally Naked, is a routine on gay comedy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to Robin Greenspan.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I could get used to this. Indeed. How are we? You look very well, indeed. Yes, I did that show on Comedy Central out there in Hollywood. Did anybody see it? Okay. The rest of you, get some cable. I have to say, I was very nervous doing gay comedy on national television. You know, because I figured my parents would probably see it. I know, and they had no idea I was a comic. It was touch and go there for a while. I'm just going to warn you, though. I don't do a lot of gay jokes, okay? I'm sorry. Frankly, I just don't see the humor in it, okay? You know, like the whole gays in the military thing? Not funny. I'll tell you what. I was kicked out of the army for being gay, and it was devastating, all right? They took away everything. My uniform, my dignity, my bucket, my bell. Okay, it was the Salvation Army. But that doesn't make it right, people. So check it out. I've been doing a lot of very strange performances at strange places. I have to tell you, I performed at the Lesbian Club Med. Did you even know there was a Lesbian Club Med? I'm telling you, the only thing this trip did for me was to point out how little I have in common with other lesbians. Because apparently we're very athletic. I must have missed that day. I swear to God, all these women did all day was run around participating in various sporting activities, okay? And then the next morning, they would compare injuries at breakfast. This one's like, I broke my arm in three places falling off a horse. So the one's like, oh yeah? Well, I scraped off five layers of skin on some coral scuba diving. And then here's me. Well, I napped a little too long and I've got a big pillowcase crease in my cheek. It's real tender. So, I feel your pain. And then I performed in the Women's Festival up in Northern California. Are you familiar with the Women's Festivals? Some of you may not be. It's all about, you know, the great outdoors and sisterhood and comedy and music and a lot of women with no shirts on. Which was, well, the only reason I went. But I have to tell you guys, it was worse than I could have imagined, okay? I'm driving onto the property. I'm not even out of my car yet. The woman directing traffic is completely topless. Okay, she didn't even have to use her hands. It was pretty. She's like, right this way, ma'am. Right this way. They don't want any men there. They're very clear about that. They spell woman, do you know how? W-O-M-Y-N. Y is right. Well, the reason is they don't want anything with the word man or men or lad or testicle. Very, very strict. Okay? You know something? They just go too far. They get on my nerves already. I'm going to say it. I want to rag on this one women's festival. I'm not going to say what state it's in, but it's famous for lakes. And not just good lakes. But I'm not going to name names. They printed in their brochure, in black and white, only women born women. I'm not making it up. It's so offensive. So in other words, no transsexuals. It's totally mean. I mean, it's like, who better? You know, in my opinion, transsexuals should be able to go wherever they want. They are committed to the cause. I mean, the guy cut off his penis. You mind if he listens to a little Holly Near? Would that be okay with you? Oh, that makes me mad.
Again, Robin Greenspan from the album Totally Naked. Ready for some comedy that I could only play on the internet version of this show? That would be Lea Delaria. From her 1992 recording, Bull Dyke in a China Shop, here's Ms. Delaria's Dating Tips for Dykes.
When you came in, you were asked to write down any questions on lesbian dating and or sex on 3x5 cards. I have cards out my butt because there's a lot of you in here tonight. So I'm going to, and I will answer these questions for you. That's kind of the way Ms. Delaria's Dating Tips for Dykes works. Got it? Got it? Good. Okay. First question. What is the most fun method of lubricating your lover when she's dry? Well, let me say. What could that be? Why? Is lesbian dating an oxymoron? No, lesbian fashion is. What do you... I love this part of the show. It's really my favorite part of the show. Can you achieve orgasm rubbing vulva to vulva? Yes, I can! Can you? Woo! Can you?
Yes!
Can you?
You
bet. Got a lot of girls here can achieve orgasm by rubbing vulva to vulva. Can you achieve orgasm rubbing vulva to vulva? It seems to me that the person who wrote this doesn't know what that is called, rubbing vulva to vulva. There is a term for that. We call it tribidism. Tribidism. Or is it tribidism? Is it tribidism or tribidism? Is it tribidism? Tribidism? You say tribidism, I say tribidism. You say clitoris, I say clitoris. Tribidism, clitoris, tribidism, clitoris. Let's call the whole thing. Is it possible for a drag queen to be a lesbian? And if so, what is she called? I call her Whitney Houston. I love Whitney, don't you? I swear I'm not a lesbian. I swear I'm not a lesbian. I feel a lawsuit coming on. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I can prove it in court. Okay. Is it okay to fuck your girlfriend's friends? Okay, why? It's a lesbian tradition. Okay. Do lesbians use fruits and vegetables often during sex? If so, what fruits and vegetables are the most popular? Watermelon. What if the dyke of your dreams has three breasts? If you love her, you'll grow another hand. I'm dating a married woman. What should we say to her husband? Nanny, nanny, nanny! What can two femmes do in bed? Each other's makeup. Just how responsible am I for my partner's orgasm? Well, I guess that depends on whether or not you're there. Do lesbians enjoy the sweat under their breasts as much as men enjoy the sweat under their balls? You queens, man. Why, yes, we do. As a matter of fact, we bottle it and sell it as Miller Lite. You tell your date you're butch and she doesn't know what that means. What do you do? Oh, fuck her brains out. You got a young one. I have never been with a woman, but I want to. What should I do? Stand up. Gotta take care of that. What should you do if you want to play softball, but you don't want to sleep with anybody on the team? Join a men's league.
You hung around and slept with me every night. When I said I wouldn't commit to you, you said some things that weren't very nice. You said my boyfriend's back. Bisexual.
Hey-la, hey-la, my boyfriend's back.
He's coming back, better take home all your dildos.
Hey-la, hey-la, my boyfriend's back.
You say you've been hurt, well that's just a tale.
Hey-la, hey-la, my boyfriend's back.
Well, look out now, cause I'm growing back my nails.
Hey-la, hey-la, my boyfriend's back.
Hey, he drives a Maserati.
After Leah Delaria was Monica Grant and a track from one of the funniest lesbian CDs I can think of. It was from 1996, and since it was packed full of parodies, was called Paradisiac. I want to share one more cut from it, and you'll probably only think it's funny if you're real familiar with the classic song by Farron called Shadows on a Dime.
This window makes me wanna puke. I've had motion sickness since I was a youth. You seem surprised, well good for you. Me, I'm heaving all the time. It moves forward fast and backward too, and there's really nothing that anyone else can do. I'd like to get off this train, how about you? Yes, I'd like that very much. 15 years ago I worked the line at a Bob's Big Boy. I did my time serving burgers, coke shakes and fries. We were strangers to the plan. An old woman next to me passed away. They wouldn't move her. I think she's been there 40 days. I think that's rude, cause 40 days is 40 days, and she was really stiff by then. And I don't forget about the words I write. Though they may seem bizarre, they may seem trite. It's so optional what you do or don't write when you've made it big like me. Five years have played since she's been around. She found another woman on the other side of town. Without her level look, I'm really down. A spirit without wings. Our love, it draws so like this train. Just thinking about it, I feel kinda sick again. You know, sometimes it's a royal pain, this pattern we call life. Said, Farron, I think I've had enough. Can't you simply say it's me that you love? But you call me a projected being. You say, stand inside my glove. What does that mean anyway? I don't think she meant to catch my eye, but she doesn't turn away. She says, I have a daughter as old as you. I said, Mom, who the hell do you think you're talking to? She said, oh, Farron, I didn't recognize you without all your hair. I imagined her lying on her back in her padded room, her books neatly stacked. She gauged her words as her mind went slack. The New York train hit me. And I don't forget about the words I write. Though they may seem bizarre, they may seem trite. If I do forget, I sing them one more time, or I sing them twice. The second time for me. These windows make me wanna puke. I've had motion sickness since I was a youth. You seem surprised, well, good for you. Me, I'm heaving all the time.
Oh, I got up at 7. Just to watch her win, playing on the worn grass courts at Wimbledon. If anyone should ask me, Frank, who's the greatest? Well, I would have to say, without a doubt, in my mind, it's M-A-R-T-I-N-A. 'Cause M-A-R-T-I-N-A, she's the greatest in the world today. N-A-V-R-A-T-I-L-O-V-A, she's the greatest in the world today. Hey now, Steffi, she's worked hard and she's earned my respect. But when it comes to the game of tennis, honey, it's still Martina who's the best. 'Cause M-A-R-T-I-N-A, N-A-V-R-A-T-I-L-O-V-A, she's the greatest in the world of women's tennis. That's M-A-R-T-I-N-A, N-A-V-R-A-T-I-L-O-V-A, she hails from C-E-C-H-O-S-L-O. B-A-K-I-A, Czechoslovakia, but now she's an American. She used to live in Dallas with Nancy Lieberman. Then she moved to Fort Worth with Judy Nelson. Then off to Aspen with Cindy Nelson.
No relation.
Aw, oh, but I love her anyway, I don't care who she's stoppin'. Oh, I got up at 7 just to watch her win, playing on the worn grass courts at Wimbledon.
If anyone should ask me, go ahead, ask me. Guess I'd have to say, without a doubt in my mind or heart, it's M-A-R-T-I-N-A. M-A-R-T-I-N-A. Don't you agree? Thank you.
I almost said following Farron was Frank, but no, that was Monica Grant doing a very good take on Farron. So following Monica Grant was Frank, with a live version of her song about Martina. That was from a comedy special from 1993 called Out There, but the original can be found on Frank's 1989 recording, I Enjoy Being a Girl. And I know some of you might have been disappointed not to hear more of the comedy of Kate Clinton on part one of the show. I can take care of that. And I'm going to go way back to her first album from 1982 called Making Light. She'll talk about, well, you'll see.
Making Light Productions is proud to welcome Syracuse's most unnatural resource, Kate Clinton. Thank you very much. Thank you all for coming out. We had a signer for my routine all lined up, but something happened at the last minute, so I'm sorry to tell you that we don't have a signer for tonight. From the very beginning, I wanted to have a signer for my routine. I thought that I needed a signer for the heterosexually impaired. It's not so much signer for the heterosexually impaired as it is a signer for the homosexually challenged. Because I did a routine over in Potsdam in Upper New York State. It's a really enlightened kind of place. It was the dead of winter, and a woman came up to me after my routine, and she was clearly homosexually challenged by my routine. I mean, she had these huge half-moon sweat circles under the arms of her down jacket. And we were talking, and she said, well, this is a direct quote, like, I can't get behind the place where labels come from. And that she therefore objected to my use of the label lesbian in my routine. And I told her, hey, not me. I love labels. Nothing makes me happier than being able to pigeonhole the entire world through a label. I love labels. It's really why I became a lesbian. Not so much that I love women. I love labels. Nothing makes me happier than being able to put lesbian, lesbian, lesbian on the label. Label, labia. After I was in Western Mass, I had another country experience, and I went to a fall weekend for women. It was called Woman Harvest. It's a great name. Let's get some more of them. And it was just wonderful. All these women all together for a whole weekend, and I had the honor of performing there. I was so excited. I got there at 8:30. 500 women were at my performance. Now, I didn't expect 500 women to show up. What a rush. Because I got there, and I look in the brochure, and it says 8:30. I know I'm on Saturday night. I look at Saturday night, 8:30, women coming together. So I didn't think 500 women would be showing up. I mean, 500 women coming together is incredible planning, you know. Not a headache in the bunch. And I was proud of them, you know, and I told them, I said, good job, you know, 500 of you, all right. And this woman came up to me after, and she said she liked my routine, but she didn't like the sex jokes. I said, a moi, the sexy jokes? She said she didn't mind the penis jokes, but she thought I was making fun of women coming together. I told her I thought she took me too literally.
there lovely, luscious ladies who do not know their place? Are there witty, witchy women with discriminating a taste? Ooh, a thrill ripples this hollow heart. Ooh, the chills thrill this matriarch. Cause I like being a lesbian. Yes, I like being a dyke. Women's stories, I love women's centers and their outlying territories. I like women's drivers and of course women drivers. I like what you like and we like dykes. Oh, submit a no, no more. Hesitate a no, I'm sure.
After Kate Clinton, you heard I Like Being a Dyke. That's by Allison Farrell from her very rare 1992 album, Tomboy. You know, I had a suspicion this would turn into a multi-part show. There is just so much good lesbian comedy, and I hope you come back for the next segment. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Music Heritage, and I'm closing part two with a singer going by the name Indigo Etheridge. But that was just a gag. Her name is really Julie Goldman, and you can see her these days on Logo's Big Gay Sketch Show. But in 2001, she released a whole album with the name Codependent Obsessive Love Ain't So Bad, So Leave the Window Open. And it contained the tender love song, Monogamous Slut.
Who likes to play dirty games? She begs me to spank her and call her filthy names. And when she gets tired, I let her have a turn on me. She teases me with her peekaboo crotch, cause she's got me all tied up, monogamous slut. Oh, I want one for myself, monogamous slut. There will be nobody else, monogamous slut. Oh, I want to find monogamous slut. You see, I got love, and it's on my mind now.
I don't know a lot, cause I never finished school. But one thing that I am sure about, I love a girl with tools. I don't need to look around to find romance with a point. Oh no! All I want is a flexible girl, one that comes with a pre-roll joint. Monogamous slut. Let's pretend we're prison inmates and I'm raping you. I want her to play with my tits when I'm on the phone with my mom.